So I was born with cystic fibrosis, and it is a genetic disease. And by the time I was 14 years old, the doctors, we had a pulmonologist and a hepatologist, a big team of doctors that had been working with my parents and me, pretty much my whole life. I was diagnosed at 4. So by the time I got to age 14, I was in pretty severe condition, I would say on the edge of death. And so it was really around that time when the idea of organ donation even came into the conversation. My lungs had been failing and my liver was failing. And the doctor said to us, really, the only option that we have at this point is to attempt an organ transplant. And what I would need would have been both lungs and my liver. And so at the time, St. Louis Children's Hospital was the program that agreed to evaluate me. At that time, this was 1996, double lung and liver had never been done in the country. So my parents and I flew to St. Louis to get this evaluation, and then they put me on the waiting list. And so that was in around Thanksgiving. So it was November of 96. And then by the time Christmas and New Year's Eve rolled around, long story short, I was in the ICU at St. Louis Children's Hospital. And my family was there. My brother and sister, my younger brother and sister at the time, had just surprised me with a visit. They flew up with my uncle. And that night that they were, the last night that they stayed, they were leaving the next morning to come back to New Orleans. The pager went off, the infamous pager. It was beepers back then. And so that was the beep, the page that said, organs are available. And so it was such a short window of wait time for me, which was unheard of. It was the most incredible gift, especially to not have to wait so long, like so many others we had, met. And so on New Year's Eve, 1996, I received a double lung and liver transplant at 14 years old in St. Louis. And so, I'm going on 24 years post-transplant. There's been definitely some highs and lows. There's been some struggles, but I'm so blessed. I have, been married for 5 years. We have three young children. And back in 2007, I was working in PR after graduating college, and my dad said to me, "We're going to start this private foundation and work with a lot of nonprofits in the New Orleans area, the greater New Orleans area. Would you like to run this for us?" And so I started my role with the Whitman Family Foundation in 2007, and just a couple of years after that, a family friend had introduced us to Legacy Donor Foundation. And so I'd say for the last 10 years, we've been working with Legacy Donor Foundation. Obviously, the mission of organ transplant awareness is monumental in my life and the life of my family. So any chance we have to say, put yourself on the list, just check that box when you go renew your license or you go get your license. Obviously, that's something that we are really passionate about and a gift that we're tremendously grateful for. And over the last 10 years working with Legacy Donor Foundation, I've been able to kind of take, my role with the Whitman Family Foundation and marry that and just help even more so promote organ awareness, organ donation awareness. Sometimes we don't realize how much organ donation can affect others, and there could be people that you're close with, friends, family members, coworkers, acquaintances, whose lives have been tremendously impacted through organ donation, whether they're, part of a recipient family or a donor family. And it really is just a simple move to select that box that says, "Would you like to be an organ donor?" And in such a simple move, It is a, you know, life altering. You're essentially signing up to impact somebody's life for the greater good, for potentially for the rest of their lives. And, you know, and people, it's obviously, it's not a second thought for someone in my shoes. But even my husband had said to me, you know, when I thought of it, you know, a long time ago, single and not a care in the world, when I thought of it, it just kind of, you know, I think sometimes people are a little put off by it. They don't know enough about it. They haven't been impacted by it. And it's like, but come on. I mean, what is your body going to do after you pass? You know, you can't take it with you. So, you know, why not leave it